With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released its 2026 U.S. Agricultural Market Outlook. The near-term outlook for farm finances shows stark differences between crop and livestock sectors. Net returns remain poor for most row crops, but the cattle sector, in contrast, is experiencing record prices and returns to cow-calf producers. Grain and oilseed prices are expected to rebound modestly in 2026, having fallen from their recent peaks. Corn, soybeans, wheat prices remain below their average of the last decade. Corn prices projected to average $4.31 for the 2026 crop. Soybean prices projected at $10.39 a bushel for 2026 and 27. Prices for cotton, rice, sorghum, and many other crops expected to show modest increases, but margins remain very poor. The beef cow herd continued declining, resulting in record cow-calf operator profitability. This profitability eventually causes the cycle to turn, and cattle prices are now predicted to start declining in 2027. U.S. agriculture groups continued to react to the EPA's summertime E15 waiver announcement. Nationwide access to E15 is a much-needed win for family farmers and consumers alike, said National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. It helps lower costs at the pump while creating markets for farmers. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer said this development will help our corn growers who are doing their best to navigate tough times. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar said every cent saved at the pump can make a real difference, adding that we must now act in Congress to pass my bipartisan legislation to permanently allow the sale of nationwide year-round E15. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau, said biofuels play an important role in meeting America's energy needs and are a win-win for farmers and drivers. Duvall said E15 gasoline saves consumers 10 to 30 cents per gallon at the pump. A recently released survey has indicated a few more corn acres than the USDA outlook projected in February, but still fewer than in 2025. Based on the cumulative numbers from all states in the survey, corn planting intentions in 2026 are expected to drop about 2.4% from 2025, or about half the drop that the USDA projected in February. U.S. farmers are widely expected to slash corn plantings in 2026 as heavy supplies from last year's record 17 billion bushel harvest weigh on grain prices and pressure margins. That coming from Bruce Blythe, senior editor at Farm Futures. A 2.4% drop in corn acreage from 2025 would result in farmers planting about 96.4 million acres. That's over 2 million lower than the USDA's February prediction. Soybean acres could be up a million from the USDA's estimate and possibly reach over 86 million acres. Blythe said that southern acres appear set to shift from unprofitable cotton and rice to more soybeans. Earlier this week, a federal appeals court upheld Florida's ban on lab-grown meat, which has been in place since 2024. The Center for the Environment and Welfare said the decision is another setback for those working to overturn Florida's ban on lab-grown protein. Lab-grown meat is an experimental product with many unknowns because there is a lack of long-term health studies. That coming from Will Coggan, the research director at the center. Florida is joined by many other states that share concerns about petri dish protein, and it's a sensible policy that keeps pace with consumer expectations. Lab-grown meat is produced by extracting animal cells and growing them in large metal vats known as bioreactors. While the federal government approved the sale of lab-grown meat in 2023, there's still no research on the long-term health effects of consuming the products. To date, seven states beyond Florida have enacted legislation banning that product. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.